John Doe, the magician.
That's the man, Captain Hussein. Watch him.
Yes, yes, I see him.
Wait here. Don't let him out of your sight.
John Doe, that light. They're shining a light in our eyes. I can't see. Where does that light come from?
It's a trick. They're trying to blind us. I'm going after him.
No, John Doe, no! John Doe! John Doe!
In 60 seconds, the American Broadcasting Company will bring you the first act of John Doe, the Magician. Do you have a savings bank in your home? You know the kind, the old-fashioned piggy bank type. Well, we've noticed that most people have a tendency to borrow from their bank or just plain forget to fill them up. At best, this kind of saving is haphazard. Why not salt your money away in a more permanent and profitable way? Yes, by purchasing United States savings bonds. This safe, sure investment pays off, too. As you know by now, every $3 invested in government e-bonds pays $4 when the bonds mature. One of the best features of savings bonds is the easy way you can purchase them. If you work for an organization, you can buy bonds by signing up with a payroll savings plan. This convenient plan purchases bonds for you by deducting them from your paycheck. And another plan is called the bond-a-month plan. In this way, automatic bond buying is available through your bank, which issues you a bond monthly. And remember, not only is it convenient to purchase savings bonds, but bonds also help to bring you security in your future. Automatic saving is sure saving. And now, tonight's story of magic and mystery. Cairo, ancient city, threshold of the mysterious east. On a winding, noisy, narrow street, the shop of Nuri Shalan, master tobacconist who blends subtle aromas for the connoisseur. A man pauses by the doorway. John Doe, the magician.
Hey, Pop, I can't read the language around here. What's the name of this gent?
Your lowly servant is blind.
Oh.
But even he can savor the wonderful tobacco that Nuri Shalan blends for the wealthy men of Cairo.
Well, thanks, Pop. Here. Go ahead and buy yourself a cigar sometime.
1,000 blessings, Effendi. You will receive your reward in paradise. Arms for the love of Allah.
Hey, anybody around?
Yes, Effendi. I may be of service?
I'm looking for Nuri Shalan.
I am the unfortunate Nuri.
Oh, a friend of mine bought a terrific pipe mixture here. I mean, it was out of this world. Now, you think you can make up the same deal for me?
My poor skill is at your command.
The stuff is called the Fragrance of the Lotus.
Fragrance of the Lotus? Please wait here.
Okay, Mac. I got all day.
Granat.
Yes?
The American has come.
You are positive?
He gave the password.
Good. Lock this three door, pull down the shades, and bring it in.
At once.
Well, Mac, you got it?
One moment. You will come with me?
Sure, lead the way.
Be seated.
Kind of dusty in here, ain't it?
You are Mr. Jack Vale?
Yeah, yeah. Who are you?
It is not necessary that you know me. You have the money?
If you got the goods.
Ah, the trap door. That must be Elise. Push away the desk, Nuri, and let her in.
But what can she want?
Must you always ask questions? Why do you not do as you are told?
Have a visitor.
Elise.
Man, we have been waiting for. He has $20,000 for us.
That's right. As soon as I get the merchandise.
Here are the plates, Mr. Vale. You may examine them while Nuri counts the money.
That's fair enough.
This message has come from our friend. Here, it is in a code. I could not read it.
Let me see it.
Say, these plates are the real stuff.
It is the first time we have attempted the American design.
Nuri, you talk too much.
Man, it's terrific. The guy who done it's a real artist.
Thank you. Is the amount correct, Nuri?
Yes.
Okay, if everybody's satisfied, I got a plane to catch. I'll see you around.
One moment, please.
Yeah?
Here is your receipt.
Hey, Granat!
Oh! You have killed him. Why?
You have killed a man in my shop.
Happily, this message arrived in time. The real Jack Vail was arrested last week in New York.
The real Jack Vail?
This man was a Secret Service agent.
Then the police must be outside. That shot will bring them in.
The trap door through the tunnel.
Fools, you think you have outwitted Trenard? Well, not this time.
Yes?
Mr. Frank Chandler.
Please ask him to come in.
Hello, Captain Hussein. Congratulations on your promotion.
Well, thank you, Chandu.
I heard you were in London.
Oh, yes. Quite instructive, my observations in Scotland Yard. Quite instructive.
I came as soon as I got your message. What's it all about?
Oh, this is most embarrassing. Most embarrassing. I ask you to rush to my assistance, and now I find...
Now you find what?
Well, that the case is probably concluded. Bad show, bad show.
Well, I'd call it a good show. What case was it?
Well, here is some counterfeit money. French francs, English pounds, Italian lira. Examine them closely.
Why, they're like the originals in every minute detail. Look at the clean, sharp lines, the shading.
Yes.
Captain... Whoever engraved these plates is a genius.
Quite.
Why, only an expert could detect these notes as counterfeit.
Well, our evil genius is attracting trade from all over the world. Counterfeiters from every continent have hired him to make their plates, even from the United States.
How do you know?
Well, a man named Smith has come to Cairo posing as a plate buyer for a New York gang. But actually, he's a secret agent, you see.
Smith? Joe Smith?
You know him?
Of course.
He came to me to ask for police cooperation. Naturally, I gave him a detail of my very best men.
Smith made a contact?
Yes. The transaction is to take place at the tobacco shop of Nuri Shallan.
Oh, our old friend Nuri.
Yes.
He finally got something on him, huh?
Well, obviously, Nuri is only a pawn in this game, a minor personage. We've had his place observed for days. But we've been unable to discover his superior.
What is the plan?
My men have the shop surrounded completely. Smith, posing as Jack Vail, member of an American gang, has the price of the plates in marked money.
I see.
He buys them, emerges from the shop with the evidence, and my men will make the arrest. So you see, the case is practically finished.
I hope so. I certainly hope so. Smithy is one of the best operatives in the service.
What is it, Chandu?
He's a little young for a job like this.
But what else could we do? Provoke the fellows? Raid the place? We'd have time to destroy the evidence.
Yes, I suppose that's right. You're sure the shop is completely surrounded?
Not so much as a flea could get by my men.
Smith has a rendezvous with the counterfeiters at Nuri's shop.
He's there now.
And you say you've had the place watched?
Oh, constantly.
If no suspicious-looking people have been spotted coming out of there...
Of course!
There must be a secret exit. Come on. We haven't a moment to lose.
You were correct, Chandu. Here it is. This trap door leads to a tunnel which runs a mile underground to a deserted house near the Scent Bazaar.
Oh, poor Smithy. If only we'd made it sooner. Did your men catch sight of anyone?
Well, by the time the door was broken down, it was too late, unfortunately.
What about you, Doctor? Can you help us in any way?
I fear not, Chandu. A bullet in the chest cavity. Death came to him within 10 or 15 seconds. Masul, bring in the stretcher.
Oh, wait. Keep away from the body. Don't walk on this part of the floor.
What is it, Chandu?
Look, here. Near his right hand.
Yes?
There are tiny marks in the dust. You see them?
No. Oh, yes. I would say his fingernails scratched the floor as he fell.
But look closely. Don't you detect a pattern to these scratches?
They seem to be irregular, but...
They're very faint because he was losing strength rapidly.
Huh?
Notice what seems to be a long scratch and a short scratch.
Yes?
Here, a whole series of longs and shorts.
Would you say he tried to write something?
In the few seconds before he died, he wasn't strong enough to use handwriting. He just barely moved his fingers. But perhaps it was enough.
Yeah, enough for what?
Morse code. Suppose these short scratches are dots and the longer ones are dashes. Now, one dot is E, dot dash dot dot is L, and dot dot is I, and dot 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 is S, one dot again is E.
E-L-I-S-E.
Elise, that's a woman's name.
Chandu. Now, she may not be the one we want, but there is an Elise who dances at the Cafe of the Golden Scimitar.
Good. We'll call on her this evening. It's a peculiar thing, isn't it, Captain?
What's that, Chandu?
No matter how clever a murderer is, he always forgets to do one little thing that eventually hangs him. And in this case, our friend forgot to sweep the floor.
Canard, why must we come back to the shop of Nuri?
What are you afraid, Elise? We are not known to the police.
It is not that.
Then what?
Cranach, was it necessary to kill the American?
What would you have?
Oh, I know, but it is the first time.
Yes, the first death is always difficult. But the next will be easier.
The next?
Nuri Shalan.
Nuri? But Cranach, why?
It is too dangerous to permit him to live. He is the only one of us the police know to look for.
I know that, but still I don't...
And if he is captured, you know Nuri. He has a loose mouth.
But he is your friend.
When one is no longer useful, there comes an end to friendship.
Cranach, I will not permit
you... My dear Elise, you might also do some thinking on that subject.
Here... In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the all-merciful.
Come closer, my children, and learn how Allah will reward you.
Have you discovered anything, Ahmed?
The dog Nuri Shalan plans treachery.
He has gone to the police?
It is worse. He goes to meet Chandu, the magician.
Chandu?
When, Ahmed? Where?
He gave a poor blind beggar a note to carry to the house of Chandu. I still have it.
What does the note say?
Protect me and I will meet you tonight at the new warehouse on the south bend of the river.
Cranach, you are right. We must dispose of Nuri at once.
Deliver the note, Ahmed.
Cranach, what are you saying?
I know the place. It is a tall building such as they have in America. The workmen have not yet finished.
Are you mad?
Cranach, if Chandu should learn...
I have heard of this Chandu... He is feared because his very name strikes terror. But why run from him? He is but a man like ourselves.
No, Cranach. Let us kill Nuri and then we shall be safe.
But, my dear Elise, if we kill both Nuri and Chandu, we shall be even safer. Ahmed, deliver the note.
How close are we to the warehouse, Captain Hussein?
It's just around the corner. Chandu, I believe this has the odor of a trap.
Oh, that's possible. But I'm gambling that Nuri Shalan thinks of his own skin above everything else.
Yes, but why at night, Chandu? There's not even a moon.
Now pull up here, Captain.
Stop the car, Agra.
I'll go on alone. The sight of your police might scare our bird away.
That's the place? You still haven't finished the top story. That's the entrance.
Oh. Look at the shadow. Do you see anything?
No. I tell you, it's an ambush. I won't let you go there alone.
I'll have to take that chance. Come on, then.
Quiet.
Nuri! Nuri Shalan!
Chandu.
Where are you?
Here in the shadow.
You have something to tell me.
If you will protect me.
I can promise you nothing.
I didn't know there would be a murder, I swear by the prophet.
The law will consider that fact, that you are willing to help.
Then I will go to prison. No, I will tell you nothing.
You're in no position to bargain, Nuri Shaladin. You arranged to meet me because you were terrified.
That is not true.
They know the police will find you sooner or later. Oh. To protect themselves, they will kill you first.
Save me, Chandu. Save me.
The safest place for you is in jail.
Yes, yes. Take me away.
The police car is waiting.
Yes.
But first, give me the names or we leave without you.
I...
Make up your mind, Nuri Shaladin. Quickly.
Oh, Allah. Yes, Chandu. Yes.
Oh. What's that?
Chandu!
It is falling.
It's scaffold. Look out! Ah!
In a moment, we'll raise the curtain on the second act of Chandu, the Magician. Faster than a speeding bullet. That's how fast Superman gets to the scene of the crime. And tonight, the American Broadcasting Company will bring you the unusual adventures of this fantastic man, who by day is known as Clark Kent, reporter. Playing the part of Clark Kent, Superman, you'll hear popular radio star Bud Collier. Yes, if it's exciting listening you're after, don't miss Superman when it's heard tonight over most ABC stations. And tomorrow evening, be sure you hear the amazing Mr. Malone, who matches wits against the most dangerous of gunmen every Sunday night over most of these same stations. The role of this intrepid sleuth is played by one of your favorite motion picture stars, Gene Raymond. And from the chase to the capture, you'll thrill to the daring exploits of the amazing Mr. Malone. So Sunday nights, don't miss The Amazing Mr. Malone, starring Gene Raymond. Be on hand for adventure tomorrow night and every Sunday night for The Amazing Mr. Malone. And now, back to our story of intrigue and magic. Cairo. Near the bend of the River Nile rises the skeleton of a warehouse under construction. But a huge mass of scaffolding and stone has fallen suddenly. Chandu, the magician.
I do not see him.
Chandu, it is my fault I let you go there. Get it those plates. Ali, Agra, Mamu, lift.
Get them by the wall. It is
not Chandu. Chandu alive. Oh, tell me, man, how in the name...
Let me get my breath first.
Chandu, you're not hurt.
I don't think so.
Forgive me, I did not see the scaffold falling until too late.
Neither did I. I couldn't jump clear. Well, Nuri Shaladin tried that.
It's a miracle that you've escaped.
I only had time to flatten myself against the building. There couldn't have been more than an inch or so to spare. Let's take a look at these ropes.
Now we'll help you lift the planks.
Lively there.
There. Well, that's better. Captain Hussein.
What?
Take a look at this. It was no accident.
But the rope has been cut.
Somehow these devils found out Nuri was going to betray them. This made a good way to get rid of him. Accidentally.
And you at the same time. Ben Ali, have the men surround the building.
I'm afraid it's a little late for that now, Captain.
Bad show. We lost Nuri Shaladin. He might have talked.
Clever. Whoever they are, they're clever. And they'll stop at nothing. Well, we still have our clue.
Oh, yes, that woman. What's her name?
Elise. You say she dances at the Cafe of the Golden Scimitar?
But how would we know that she's our girl?
Ah, we'll find out.
But how?
Come along. I'll show you.
Dance was delightful.
Oh, now that we are rid of Chandu, my cares have vanished.
I told you I would arrange things. It was simple.
Krana.
What is it?
Krana, a ghost.
What has happened to you?
Krana, he's here.
Who?
Chandu.
Ah, he is dead.
He is at the table near the door.
Be calm, Elise, be calm.
But we saw the scaffold fall on him. It is a ghost.
You little fool, control yourself. He escaped.
It is a ghost.
I tell you, he escaped.
How could he?
Now look at me and smile. Now that's right. Remember, we are safe. No one knows of us. We have nothing to fear.
Karnak, he gets up. He leaves his table. He comes this way.
What of it? We are safe. We left no traces. Now keep smiling and talk to me. Chat pleasantly.
Karnak, I am afraid.
A timid friend is no longer useful. Remember Nuri Shalan? Oh. Now, chat pleasantly.
Oh. But, mon cher, you should have seen my performance at the Opéra Comique in Paris. The soprano, a great singer, I will not tell her name, you might think me jealous, but she was furious. Do they come to hear me sing or to watch her dance, she asked.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mademoiselle Elise, I saw you dance just now. I came to pay my compliments. I am quite an admirer of yours.
Oh, thank you, monsieur. Are you an American?
Yes. My name is Frank Chandler.
Ah. Someday I have plans to dance in New York.
I hope so. It'll be a pleasure to watch you.
Since you also appreciate Mademoiselle Elise's great art, will you not join us? Waiter, another chair, please.
Oh, no, I won't intrude. I'm with a friend. Another time, perhaps?
Of course.
It has been a great pleasure meeting you, Mademoiselle Elise. Good night.
Good night.
You are splendid, my dear.
What has made him come to our table? Does he suspect?
How can he?
Connor, I have a strange feeling.
Nonsense.
Do not doubt the intuition of the woman. Go to your workroom. Destroy the plates.
Destroy the plates? Certainly not.
Very well, then. Hide them somewhere. Please, Connor, you must.
Very well. But Chandu will follow me. Perhaps the police are with him. How can you attract their attention?
I will do another dance. The lights will go out. That will give you a good opportunity. I will ask for one spotlight only. I will dance on the other side of the room.
You are quick, Chandu. You think she's our girl?
She has to be, because he's our man.
But how can you tell?
He's an engraver. Add that to Elise, and we've got what we're after.
But how do you know he's an engraver? Did you ask him?
I didn't have to ask him. It's written on him.
Written on him?
Well, not exactly written. You see, Captain, most men wear the evidence of their trade on their clothes or on their bodies.
Yes?
It's there if you look closely enough. Now, an engraver's thumbnail is completely scarred with tiny pockmarks.
But I'm not quite sure I...
I'll explain. An engraver uses an extremely sharp instrument called a graving tool. It loses its fine point very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure the point is still sharp, the engraver is always testing it by tapping the point against his thumbnail. If it pierces the enamel cleanly, he keeps using it.
Oh, I see. The lights are going out.
Well, the police is going to dance.
She's moving over this way. I do wish they wouldn't shine the spotlight in our eyes. I can't see.
Neither can I.
I wish they'd turn it off.
Well, that's the idea.
Where are you going?
This is a trick to give that man a chance to get away. Stay here with the girl. I'm going after him. Quick, Captain. The girl.
She's shot.
Let me through here. I'm a police officer. Get a doctor. You. And move away. Give her air. Move away, all of you, and be silent.
Chandu.
Yes?
Do not stay here. Krana did this to delay you.
Where has he gone, Elise?
He always said, when one is no longer useful, there comes an end to friendship.
Where can I find him, Elise?
A small stone house near the street of the Gazelle. Be careful.
I will.
Not for your sake, for mine. I want him to pay for this.
Let's go, Chandu, or he may be gone.
Don't worry. I know a way to get there first.
Come quickly, Ahmed. I will give you the plate. No one will think of suspecting you. And without the engravings, they can prove nothing.
None of this would have happened had we killed Nuri Shalan before he saw Chandu.
Never again will I underestimate that man. Have we been followed?
No.
Good. Inside, hurry. Now for the plates. You may as well know the secret place in the wall, Ahmed. I will never use it again. Here, take them.
Thank you.
Chandu!
You!
I just thought I'd wait here for you.
You got here first, but how?
That is a secret, Granar.
Oh, she told you my name.
You could hardly expect her to be loyal. You should have aimed better.
Then she lives?
She will recover in time to stand trial with you. Perhaps she won't hang, but she won't dance for a long time either.
Ah, but we have not captured yet, Chandu. There are two of us. Ahmed, your knife.
I am afraid, Kranar.
He is unarmed. And look, I have a gun. You have a knife.
I am afraid.
Remember, Ahmed, you too will hang for the death of Nuri Shalan.
No. Your weapons are only toys.
Toys?
You cannot use them.
You think so, eh, magician? In a moment, you will feel this bullet.
You think you are holding a revolver, but it is only a child's cap pistol.
Enough. Now you die.
Kranar, I cannot believe it. He does not fall.
Lestar, I pulled the trigger and he lives. Give me your knife, Harry.
His knife is a toy. A child's toy.
Stab him! Stab him!
By Allah! The knife, it bends. It is made of rubber. This is magic.
Other weapons? You cannot escape.
A toy pistol. A rubber knife.
Chandu, has he gone mad?
No. He is the victim of an optical illusion.
Yes, but those plates, they're no illusion.
You're right, Captain.
I still do not understand. In a fast motor car, how did you manage to get here before us?
An old secret, Captain. Space and time. Who can really say for certain when I started and when I arrived?
In a moment, we'll give you a glimpse of next week's story. Here's a reminder to you local businessmen. Just as you enjoy radio, so your neighbors and friends are regular listeners to programs of this ABC station. Why not use the radio program you're now hearing as a way to promote sales and goodwill for your business or product? You'll be surprised to know how reasonably and effectively you can sponsor Chandu the Magician in this, your own locality. Just call on the manager of this ABC station. He'll be glad to give you all the details about Chandu the Magician. And now here's a reminder for everyone. Keep tuned for the special Christmas features on ABC. Outstanding music and religious services appropriate to the occasion. And tomorrow, be sure to hear the outstanding Christmas Day observances on your radio over ABC. There'll be special festivities all day. So for the best in holiday entertainment, stay tuned tonight and Christmas Day to this ABC station. We invite you to spend a merry, merry Christmas with all of us. And now for next week's story. Next week, Chandu faces the terror of ancient Egypt, the terror that struck when the mummy moved. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw. It was written by Sam Dan. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Musical effects are by Paul Taubman. This is a Cyril Armbruster production. We invite you to listen next week to Mystery, Romance, Magic, Chandu the Magician. Jimmy Blaine speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.